Hey, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Carrie.
And we planted a church.
And we didn't know what the heck we were doing.
But now we kind of do. I mean, it's survived 10 years.
And we're still married, so that's good.
So we made this podcast for couples like us who are following God's lead to start a new church.
Because church planting is really, really hard.
So we're here to walk you through some of the steps along the way, help you think about some of the challenges you might face, and talk about how your marriage can not just survive, but thrive while planting a church.
Welcome to the Church Planting Together podcast.
Welcome, listeners of Church Planting Together. If you are looking for a different podcast, then you are in the wrong place.
Oh, my goodness.
We're just going to do the one today.
We're just doing this one.
But I'm super excited about the one that we're doing because we have a special guest, a guest star appearance today. And Carrie, do you want to tell us a little bit about who we have with us?
I do want to tell you.
You would.
Today we have Coletta Smith with Alongside Ministries. It's Alongside Ministry Wives. And this is something that when we first started church planting, I sort of was prepared for all the church planter things that were going to come. And the thing that I wasn't prepared for was just the things that all pastors' wives go through. And I did not find this ministry until we were like 9 years, 10 years in. And I really wish I had found it earlier. So I'd like just to have Coletta tell us a little bit about her background. Like, when did you become a Christian? How long have you been a pastor's wife? What were some of the struggles you faced and kind of what led you to start Alongside?
Oh my goodness. Those are great questions. Carrie and Lauren, I'm so honored to be here and just to be able to sit here and talk with you and just get to know each other a little bit better. Carrie's actually one of our coaches for Alongside, and I'll tell you a little bit more what that means later. But so I became a believer after growing up early childhood. I came from a great family. They my parents knew how to create adventure. They were really great parents. They made sure that we were in church a lot. I was really active in church, but faith wasn't something that we talked about at home. So it wasn't something that I understood that Jesus wanted to have a personal relationship with me and that that was something that would change everything in my life until I had a pre-algebra teacher that was kind of eavesdropping on some conversations I was having with my friends as we were lined up at the door ready for the bell to ring. I was talking about youth group and kids choir and all these other things. I was in seventh grade and talking about all this church stuff. And she kind of pulled me aside and said, "Coletta, why do you go to church?" And I said, "Well, it makes me feel good. I think it's good to think about God and I think he's important." But that's about all I could say.
Yeah.
And she said, "You know, how about if you go get your lunch and come down to my room and have lunch with me?" And that began 6 years of having lunch with Mrs. Peters.
Wow.
And
wow.
She bought me a Bible and taught me how to pray. And every Sunday, I wasn't in a church that really had a good youth program. So if we wanted something for teenagers, we had to do it for ourselves. They would open up the church and like let us in, but that was the extent of the support. So I would go over to her house on Sunday afternoon and she'd say, "So what do you want to know about?" And I said, "Well, I kind of want to know what Jesus thinks about dating." So
yeah.
She'd pull out this big file folder of all of these lessons because she had been a youth worker for 30 years.
Wow.
And so she would do what Jesus thought about dating. And then I would go that evening and teach all my friends. And yeah, it was a recipe for some like interesting teaching, but what a beautiful investment in me.
Yeah.
So through her, I accepted the Lord. And then when I went to college, got involved with Crew. And that's where Craig and I actually met. We were both leading worship and playing guitar and realized that we loved serving and being a team together. And then fell in love and realized that we loved each other too. So I've been a pastor's wife for 28 years. We're celebrating 29 this year. And it's been really, I was thinking about it, everything between church planting to a mega church, every position in the church, I think we've served in except for kids ministry. Sometimes it's involved going by the church and seeing on Saturday night that the weeds and everything are knee high and pulling the tractor out and mowing so that it is okay this morning, or going in the bathrooms and realizing, but through all of that, and seeing seasons where the church was thriving and seasons where the church was dying, God was consistent in showing Craig and I how to be a team, whether it was feast or famine, and showing us, regardless of what our roles looked like, whether I was working, whether I was homeschooling, whether we were working like in obvious projects where we were together in those, or if our roles were called us to really different kinds of ministries, how we could be a team in the same trench, like pulling against the same load. And that was such a, that's such a beautiful common theme throughout our marriage. And I think that's like one of the things that, that I love to talk to women about.
Yeah. I love that. That's our heart too, is just to make sure that on this church planting journey that you're a team. And that's one of the things that I really love about Alongside, is that it doesn't matter if you're, you know, serving full time together, or one of you's a stay at home mom or working outside the home, like it's still, you're still a team. It just looks different, and God can do amazing things in that.
Yeah, I think I used to think that being a team meant that I needed to show up for more stuff.
Yeah.
Add more things to my calendar and like be working on the same projects, like be at the same table all the time. And sometimes in some seasons that's been true, but in an awfully lot of them are about openly engaging in those hard conversations. When you wake up at 2 a.m. and you're both seeking Jesus' face together about a hard decision, or something you're wrestling through, and refusing to like shut the door on that because it's either uncomfortable or it feels consuming, figuring out how to be in that trench together, even if your roles look radically different.
Yeah, I love that. What was it that led you to start this ministry? I mean, I can tell just by hearing your heart that you were living this, but what led you to just like put it into action and want to serve other ministry wives?
You know, I think, it was walking through 25 years of being, in conversations with women, where I saw the struggles every day. I think because our past is so varied, like we had 12 years where we were running a nonprofit together and, where we would go around to all different places in the US. And I would have conversation after conversation with pastors' wives from urban metropolises to dirt roads in South Dakota. And particularly, I remember this walking along the road, this dirt road in South Dakota, with a woman who just started sharing struggles that she was having that I could hear the echoes of in like 50 different conversations that I've had over the past few years. She talked about just the loneliness that really is at the top of all of our kind of pain points as pastors' wives. Sure, there are lots of people that say they love you, but very few who really know you. Yeah. The struggle of really wanting to have an open heart and love these people that God had called you to shepherd, but feeling somewhere deep down that they're really dangerous, that their pain is dangerous, that their words are dangerous. And, even that that somehow walking with them was going to consume your family. So there's a temptation to create this wall around our families so that our kids don't grow up hating the church and resenting the thing that takes dad away all the time. And all of those fears and those tensions that she was trying to walk, it did recall all of those conversations with these common themes. And I remember, though, that in all of those conversations, sharing with them one question. And that question was, what if God wants to use ministry to bind your family together instead of pull you apart?
Yeah.
Like, what if this gig is something that you as a pastor's wife have been called to just as much as your husband has? In fact, what if your family has been called to it and God wants to use it to bind you together, that it's no accident that your kids are part of a pastoral family? And I saw this hope invade the conversation in those moments, because it's something they had never considered. They were always in a defensive posture. Like, how do we become a priority in the husband's life or the dad's life again? All of those things started taking on a new flavor, because it's now, how can we engage this together and allow the Lord to use it as something that maybe gives our kids a first glimpse of God using them individually to accomplish his purposes in his kingdom. And that was really freeing. So it was that, born out of that message on that dirt road in South Dakota on that summer July day, where she and I just were taking a walk together to get to know each other. I think it's that hope that bred alongside.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It's amazing how just a change in perspective can have such a huge impact on the way you view ministry, how it can turn it from a negative into a positive almost instantly.
Right. From
seeing, like, look what God is doing in us as a family. And it's not just his gig.
Yes.
It's something that we've all been blessed to be called to. And I love that so much.
And I think that's something that really kind of imbibes all of the conversations with Alongside.
Yeah.
It's because I found that most denominations, most movements, whatever you're a part of, they provide something for pastors' wives, but they're usually gatherings of, and they kind of circle around, oh, isn't this hard? And how can we pray for each other?
Yeah.
Which are both noble causes. That's heart connection, and it's so important. But I think the intentionality of our conversations are about, yes, here's some pain points. This is hard. And yes, we're going to pray for each other. How can we create some space for you to wrestle through what these pain points so that you can come out the other side, maybe not with all the answers, but with a framework of thinking about them so that you can be intentional about taking your next step in these opportunities? Because believe me, there are opportunities that come to your doorstep that come because of who you're married to. And yeah, when I started realizing that, like, the bristles went up in me. I was like, I want people to want to spend time with me for me and not who I'm married to. But you know what? Holy smokes. When a woman comes to me, like, there was one that was, she was 6 months pregnant. She had come from New York City. She, her boyfriend was in prison. So that's why she was out here, to be near him while she decided if he was going to have a part in her baby's life. And started coming up to our church. She accepted Jesus. She had listened to my husband for months and trusted him.
Yeah.
So she came up to me in the foyer and said, I heard you're the pastor's wife. I trust Craig, so I'm going to trust you too. Can you help me know Jesus? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what your motives are, right? I'm on board. Yes, I will get together and show you how to walk with Jesus. When I gave up that, I need to be me for me and embrace those opportunities that are unique and had my eyes open to ones that I hadn't seen before. There was a new freedom in taking that next step forward. So just all of our coaches are really trained in how to help create spaces for authentic wrestling and to help you take that next step forward in being a team.
So Coletta, what are some of the things that Alongside is doing to support ministry wives? And what is the ministry about? I mean, you've talked a little bit about some of the pain points. You've talked about some of the common struggles maybe that many pastors' wives have, even if they're coming from a lot of different settings and contexts, and maybe there's different pain points, but you've identified some that seem to be fairly common. But what are some of the things Alongside does to try to meet women in those different places and help give them that hope and that conversation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really all that we develop is around looking at the real life feet on the ground struggles of ministry wives that are interested in embracing this call to ministry. So we talked about loneliness being one of them because, there's this reality that even though you might be engaged in activities like a women's small group or a Bible study, you go to Bible study and everybody goes around and shares what's heavy on their heart, but you have this mental Rolodex that you flip through until you come like 10 items down until you come to something that you can share because it's just not safe. Not always safe because they'll betray your confidence, but sometimes not safe because it's just too heavy. Like how many times, Carrie, have you shared something with someone and you realize that moment that you stepped over the line and they look like a deer in the headlights and this was just too much. And it happens all the time. So creating that safe where instead of deer in the headlights, you're met with nods of yes,
I get it.
Yep. And maybe not exactly the same circumstance, but the yes, I get it. And not only that, but okay, let's talk about why that's complicated and what are the additional layers of complexity that someone in ministry does not encounter and how do we navigate those in godliness and grace? Yeah. So one of the things that we do is these cohorts, and they meet for a whole semester. They meet four times, and each time that they meet for 2 hours. So really it's an easy on-ramp and an easy off-ramp. You know, the time commitment is relatively short, but they are a small group of like 8 to 10 participants and then two coaches that are work together. And you are led through some like just really meaty content, but it's wrapped in rich discussion. So the questions really are layered to push in on those issues that are complicated and why they're complicated and what is a biblical and godly framework to think about those in. And then what does this mean to me? What does this look like? Because it's going to look different for every person. We cultivate an atmosphere of my solution may not be your solution.
Yep.
But let's get your creativity thinking about how God might be showing up in this and what he wants from you in this. So really those cohorts are the place that we see the most transformation. I can't tell you how many women have come to us and said, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known about this 10 years ago. Yep. Like your sentiment, Carrie, yep, happens to me like every other day. So we just are wanting to make it available. Beautiful thing is that even though we wrestle with like charging and all of that kind of that conversation, because there is a value that is associated when we charge for things. And yeah, I get that. but we're so committed to making it accessible for all ministry wives. And honestly, Craig and I have been in a spot where we had to depend on the Lord to show up with the groceries on the front porch. Mm-hmm. And not knowing where that mortgage was coming from and all of those kinds of things. So I don't want it to be a burden. So the Mission Hills Association has underwritten all of everything that we do so that it's free. And then all of our coaches donate their time. We have 16 trained coaches from all over the U.S., East Coast, West Coast. We serve women from every state in the United States and 11 countries. So in 2 years, really, there's more women that have come to us than I anticipated. Mm. It means that it's scratching an itch and creating not just community, but intentional conversations. Yes. Where you can see where Jesus's hand is moving and take a hold of it.
It's great. Do we have folks from Guam yet? That's my
We gotta go get
them in Guam.
Not that I know of.
And don't we have listeners from? Wasn't there someone on the map from Madagascar? Yeah,
I think
something?
So.
We gotta try to get them hooked up. Nice. Question for you. I guess a couple questions. One is, are you focused primarily, or is it open to, like, is it church planters, or is it long term? You know, the long haulers in ministry. Is it associate pastors? Is it worship? Director wives, or kind of what's the focal point? And then for that target group, how does someone who wants to get involved, how does someone find their way into one of these cohorts and into the ministry that way?
Right. Great question. So we began with three cohorts of just pastors' wives, and we were experimenting with that. And that was back in January of 2020. And then March happened and the world changed. But the beautiful thing was that Alongside didn't change at all, because all of our cohorts, with the exception of a couple that we do in person, they're all located on Zoom. So while you might think that that would be a deterrent to community, it's actually worked in our favor, because it's not disrupted by any of the events in the world. And it's safe, because there are no other pastors' wives or ministry wives from your hometown. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to see a community that has things in common in geography. Mm-hmm. So we've moved way beyond just pastors' wives. A lot of our content is particularly targeting pastors' wives, but it's accessible to all kinds of other ministry wives, including like the graphic designer wife, if she has a heart to be engaged in ministry mm-hmm. alongside her spouse. And then we have a whole group of women serving internationally that we're serving now as well. And then among those groups are church planters. So Carrie actually leads our cohorts for church planters. And so those are in conversations that are intentionally focused on particularly the challenges of church planters. But we also have ones for lead pastors' wives only, and ministry wives serving internationally, and small church pastors' wives. Lots of different niches. You know, there are also, I think, six different conversation series now.
Yeah.
We're piloting two more this fall, which I'm super excited about. The first one that we recommend everybody to do is called Embracing Your Calling. And it just digs into how you build a strong team between you and your spouse, and how you see this calling as a shared calling and not just his gig. And really the nitty gritty of how you can facilitate that in your conversations, on your date nights, whatever that looks like. And then figuring out what does it look like for me to discover where I fit into God's plan in the context of this marriage. It's not just showing up and looking good, right? So there's a lot more to it. So that is a conversation series that we recommend everybody go through first. But then there's other ones about raising a family in ministry that loves Jesus and his people. And there's transitioning well. So exiting and entering and thriving in between. Because if you've been in ministry long enough, you've had to leave a church. And sometimes you choose it, sometimes you don't. And sometimes it's super difficult. So figuring out how to do that well. There's also building a healthy marriage for the long haul, particularly when you're in ministry. There's tons of marriage stuff out there. Awesome stuff. But this one focuses on particularly the challenges that occur when you're a ministry family or a ministry marriage. So those are kind of what the cohorts look like. Now, in order to become a part of one, all you have to do is go to our website and go to the cohorts page. And it'll kind of walk you through everything that's available now. And then the schedule for all, I think we're offering 9 different cohorts this fall. And then there'll be a registry. We do usually have waiting lists, so I encourage people to go in and look what's best for your schedule kind of early on.
And what's the website?
And the website is alongsideministrywives.com.
Alongsideministrywives.com. All right.
Yeah. And one thing I will say about the embracing your calling is it really does such a great job of helping you understand the difference between your assignment that you're in right now and the broader calling, because I think we can get caught up in that and it can leave us stuck feeling like we don't know what our role is and we're not fulfilling our calling, but it's just because we've defined things wrong. And that was so good for me. And it was so freeing for me to feel like I'm in God's will doing lots of different things and finding joy in those things again, when you can look at what that broader calling is, that how God has created me as a person. And so I highly recommend the embracing your calling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well said, Carrie. Yes.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now there's something else that I'm super excited about. You are starting a podcast. Tell me about that. When is it going to be live? When can I listen? What can we expect from that?
Yeah. So just realize that there aren't a whole lot of really concentrated, intentional podcasts for ministry wives that address the challenges and give you some, like, here are some tools, like, let's get down to the nitty gritty. So we wanted to kind of fill that niche. So it's called Alongside Podcast, and it's going to release in the fall. And the easiest way to keep up to date with that is to, while you're at our website looking at cohorts, go ahead and subscribe to get emails. They do not come out all the time. It's only once every 2 weeks. It's always an article that is
useful, super
practical and useful.
Yes.
Right? And heartfelt. Like, I'm pretty real with what the pain points are. And then that will also show you how to connect with things like cohorts and podcasts and things like that. So you'll be first on the announcement if you are part of that subscribed list. And excited about that podcast, because I'm going to be kind of a hybrid between, like, intense. I'm kind of intense. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes people like it. So really kind of meaty conversations between the assistant director of Alongside. Her name is Heidi. And we just dig into those places where I might be a part of a conversation with people, but in the back of my head, I'm going, okay, they're not addressing what the real issue is. Like, if somebody would ask this question, the room would clear, because no one knows what to do with it. So that's the place we're going. We're asking those questions and going, you know what? We might not have all the answers to it, but okay, let's wrestle through this a little bit together. And then the other half of those podcasts are interviews with people that God brings across our pathway that have provided concrete tools for me. So psychologists, I just did one with Madness of Motherhood. So dealing with anger at our families as a pastor's wife, because we're in public all the time.
Yes.
So like, that's tricky, right? So anyway, excited about a lot of those topics, excited about a lot of the guests too.
Yeah. I'm excited about that too. I can't wait.
Yeah. It sounds amazing. And just grateful for you just pouring into people like my wife and others. You know, it's there's a lot of things out there for pastors. There's a lot of podcasts and a lot of church planting, you know, books and gurus and everything else. And so I love that I can get fed on a lot of that kind of stuff, but there's just not as much that is there for ministry wives. And so, and some of what you do find maybe is not as helpful as it could be. And so we're really grateful for you thinking through it, for you putting those kind of resources together, those cohorts and the podcasts coming out. That's it's exciting stuff. Just appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Coletta. I have been beyond blessed by this ministry, so I know that others will be too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so that was our show for today.
Yeah, if you liked it, tell a friend and do all the subscribe stuff so you can find the next one we do.
Thanks for listening to the Church Planting Together podcast. See ya.